Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JIC call on Tuesday, the 18th of May, we have Edmund Chung, Rafik Damak, Saad Patane, Avery Doria, Doran Chikmoni, Krista Spain, Jane Song, Yeo Li Ling, Carrie Karp. From staff, we have Gabriela Schittek, Christina Nordstrom, Bart Bosfunkel, Tina Dam, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Samad Hussain, Olaf Nordling, and Karen Hain. I hope I haven't left anyone off the list. If I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you. I think it's great to have Tina on the call. I think last time, the last couple of times we have been waiting to for you to be on the call to get the conversation really started. Chris first brought this up, and I think it's really valid that this group should try to base its work on the work that's already being done and not try to overlap much. The two items being most importantly, one coming out from the IDN implementation team report, the one for single character IDN TLDs, and also some additional work for IDN variants or somewhat related with the recent synchronized IDN CCTLD discussion as well. So, with that, perhaps I can pass it on to Tina to further discuss a couple of things. Those two main items. I did send around an email last time, and those were pretty much the items that we need. Some clarification on and sort of how we can then organize the work in this group. So, Jane, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. If not, then we can get Tina started to so we have a basis to start the discussion.
I'm fine with it.
Cool. So. Great to have you on the call, Tina, and I understand that it's been crazy busy for you. Thanks for taking the time. Let's get started on what this group can do on those two main topics and where we should start. And because we all read the implementation team final report, these seem to be a couple of items that could need some policy work to further for the deployment, especially for IDN GTLDs, but also potentially have some impact for the GTLDs as well.
Sure. So first of all, you're welcome, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to join the JIG calls sooner. Although I will admit that I was kind of relieved that the last one was canceled and rescheduled because it just was a really tough time. I haven't seen, you said you just sent around an email with some questions. I haven't seen it, but I mean, I guess I could just start with sort of like an overview of where the staff is on all of this.
Sure. Well, actually, I sent it last time, which is May 4th, just before the meeting last time, because I realized that I had to be on a flight and I wasn't going to make it. And just a few questions on, you know, basically what exactly we need to do. But it doesn't matter. Just I think it will work fine if you lay the ground.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said you just done it. Sorry about that. Here, let me see. Well, instead of spending too much time looking for it, and then I guess you can just ask me questions, but brief status, sort of like where the staff is on the topic of variances. So, yeah, we built this implementation plan for the synchronized IDN CCTLDs, and that was sort of like the second attempt to try to get a certain type of variant TLDs allowed in the fast track process. And there was a lot of discussions about how would that affect then the GTLD process, but it wasn't clear, or it wasn't immediately clear, that it would be possible to just simply merge it over and do exactly the same in the GTLD process. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One was that those principles for it that the board approved in Nairobi was specifically built on top of what was already in the fast-track process. So there were some requirements there that didn't exist, and limitations, I should say, that doesn't exist in the GTLD program. But it certainly was always and always will be the intent of the ICANN staff that whatever we build in terms of variant TLDs in one program should be possible in some way, perhaps with some additional rules and stuff, but in some way to be adopted into the other process as well. So it's not like we're doing one without thinking about the other, but the synchronized plan was specifically intended for the fast-track process. Now, it wasn't approved, and there was a lot of discussions on it, specifically in the technical community. We used some terminology that meant something very specific from a technical standpoint, and so they weren't really happy about it. And I can absolutely understand that. So we got a lot of feedback. We built like a Q&A to address some of that. Had a couple of webinars to address some of that, but at the end, the process wasn't approved by the board. So what we're doing right now is we're working with the board working group on the subject. So I don't know if you guys recall, but there was a board working group formed in Nairobi as well, which is called the ESWG. I think it stands for Equivalent String Working Group. But in any event, their topic is variants. And how to go about it. And so we actually just submitted from the staff side a briefing paper to that board working group on how we would like to proceed. And part of that is to continue on with the synchronized process, but part of it is also to look broader than just synchronized. And I guess we can go into details about what that means, but to look broader and to also include like a number of things such as testing the D name and defining more specifically the different types of variants and then to have a community discussion about what do we believe is necessary. And synchronized then would be the proposal for what would be necessary for one type of variant, and then it would be need to be a discussion about what is necessary for the other types. And that, I think, is very much in the in the line of what the JIG is doing, and something that I imagine would need to be taken up in this group. So this is just like very much new and everything, but the thought was to do like a session in Brussels on the subject. Now, I don't have that on the schedule at all, and I don't have it approved by my management at all, so I'm just mentioning it as, latest development and stuff, and then I guess see what your feedback would be on something like that. But that's, like, overall, that's where we are.
Tina, Edmund, can I, it's Chris, can I ask some questions?
Please do.
Tina, I apologize because I need to go back a couple of steps, so bear with me on this.
No.
There are two issues here. Let's just talk about the fast track. There are two issues, or one issue in the fast track. There's a problem arose in respect to a small number of IDN CCTLD fast track applications leading to a desire, perfectly understandable requirement, to look at putting in place an adjustment or some side steps to enable what we intended to have happen to actually happen. And that's one issue, which is how you deal with a particular set of problems that arose in the fast track in respect to China and possibly some others, where if you actually follow really tightly an interpretation of the fast track rules, an issue arises that creates a result that we didn't intend, and I understand that. But it seems to me that widening that out into a discussion of variance generally and the possibility of having something which we, for the sake of this discussion, will refer to as synchronized TLDs, is actually, in fact, policy. So I'm unclear as to why that sort of thing would be being dealt with as part of an implementation plan, either by staff on their own or in conjunction with a board working group, when in fact it's policy, and so it should be dealt with really by the policy-making entities in ICANN, which in this particular circumstance are the GNSO and the CCNSO. Because if you're going to do anything other than fix a particular problem, and that particular problem sits in a very tight box of being the fast track for IDN CCTLDs, if it stretches anywhere outside of that, then without question, surely, it's policy. And so, therefore, it should be actually an issue for the GNSO and the CCNSO. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I guess it's just really hard for me to answer because, one thing, I wasn't in Nairobi, but secondly, there was a board resolution in Nairobi that asked staff to do this implementation plan for synchronized based on the principles that board working group set out and would support from that board working group as formed. I'm happy to take it up with them, and I don't know if I understand you completely right, but I'll tell them whatever it is that you guys want me to tell them. But if I understand you right, then it's wrong to say you don't want them involved, but you want the policy groups to lead the work
Sort of. What I'm actually saying, I think, is that if you want to try and solve this, if we want to try and solve a specific issue that arose in the IDN CCTLD fast track, that is one thing, and we can talk about how we resolve that, but that's an issue that exists between the CCNSO and the staff and the board, and that's an issue that sits very tightly within the box of IDN CCTLDs in the fast track. But if what is being sought to be done is to create a circumstance or a set of guidelines, rules, whatever you want to call them, that actually applies A, into CCTLDs outside of the fast track, and B, possibly in the GTLD space, then that sits in a different place. It sits in respect to IDN CCTLDs in the IDN policy development process, and in respect to IDN GTLDs in the GTLD GNSO policy process. And I suspect that were the GNSO and the CCNSO to get together and say, this is the same problem across both C's and G's, then we could probably together, either in this working group or in another one, set out a process for dealing with that. My point is simply that trying to solve a problem that exists in the fast track for IDN CCTLDs is just that and no more than that. Unless there is a suggestion, and I don't know, but unless there is a suggestion that this is not policy and is actually purely implementation. But it seems to me, from the way that I look at it, And I'm prepared to be persuaded differently, but it seems to me that it is policy, and so therefore it fits into the template that I've just described.
This is Edmund. Thanks, Chris. Before, I'd like to hear from Tina as well. I actually share the same thoughts as Tina, you were providing us with the update, and echo Chris' thoughts on whether the SOs should be involved, and in fact, where the discussion would take place. Before Tina answers, I just, since we have quite a number of people on the call, I wonder if anyone wants to get on the queue. No? Okay. Tina, any thoughts on that and how we proceed? And I think you mentioned something in you know, to do in Brussels. Perhaps that's one of the areas that we'd like to start this work as well.
Yeah, for sure, and I was gonna mention that again as well. But first of all, in terms of like where does this work belong? I think it's a mix. I think there's policy. I think there's technical. I think there's implementation. I think there's all of that, including educational and all kinds of stuff. So I think it is a mix. And when there's a mix like that, it just becomes really hard for where. Where does it belong? I guess what ICANN staff always tries to do in those kind of circumstances is to attempt to coordinate things. And I think that's what we're here for. So that's one side of it. Another side of it is that, of course, we follow board directions. And I think part of that should be viewed as this is a really important subject area for the community, and the board wanted to do something to attempt to solve it quicker than what previously had been the case. So I think it should be seen as just all positive developments, not in any way of trying to put it one place versus the other and so forth. Because I think it do belong everywhere. So as an example, that's not policy, it's technical, right? And for the technical side of things, you saw that the technical community got very upset about the synchronized plan. They didn't like the terminology and stuff used in it. But when they were explained what we were trying to do, a lot of them actually said, oh, okay, well, that's totally fine with us. You should go ahead and do that. But you have to come back and let us know what it is you need from a technical perspective. And what it is you need the technical community to do. And we said, yeah, we will do that. And one of the things that they need to know before they can go and look at things from a technical perspective is to understand a little bit better what it is that we're trying to do. And that certainly has a policy component to it. So it becomes difficult, right? I mean, if we want to try to do this, I'm not saying that we should do it in a rushed manner, but if we want to try to do something fast, I think it's hard to simply leave it as a policy subject because I don't necessarily know that that's going to make things happen as quickly and as much in parallel that the need in the community seems to be.
This is Edmund. I just want to mention that I think it's a great thing that it's moving forward, and I'd like to see it move forward quickly as well. I don't want to put words in Chris's mouth, and I don't think we are. Chris, you, please add to it after. I don't think we're saying we want to slow it down or that we have to have policy aspect of it discussed first or anything. But since as we both identified, there would be policy aspects to it. Perhaps we should start earlier. In fact, I had the mind on the other way that if there are policy elements of it, let's get it started and also. We know that the new GTLD part is going forward, and if there are any implications on the DAG, we should identify it and add it in as soon as possible And also the CCPDP is also going on. If there are additional questions to be included in some of the discussions, then we should add it on onto that agenda as well as soon as possible. And I think that's really where my head is.
Chris, I agree with you, and let me see if I can sort of split it up into easy bite-sized pieces. Tina, you're quite right. There is a massive technical aspect to this. I agree. And the question is, to whom is the technical community... Well, one of the questions is, to whom are the technical community reporting or feeding in information? So, currently, there exists only one process by which IDNs are granted, and that is the IDN CCTLD fast track. If a problem arises in respect to that, then that problem is a problem specifically in the IDN CCTLD fast track, and there is an existing methodology for dealing with that, and you can argue, discuss whether it's implementation or whether it's part of the fast track rules. No problem, we can talk about that, and that sits in a little box that is the IDN CCTLD fast track. But if there is going to be a concept introduced, and for the sake of this discussion, we'll call it synchronized IDN TLDs, and that concept is going to have any movement outside of the IDN CCTLD fast track, either into CCTLDs in the full-blown policy development process or into GTLDs in the general GTLD process, which will have as part of it IDNs, then that is clearly, it seems to me, policy. And what that means to me is that in respect to CCTLDs, the CCNSO should be the repository of information from the technical community. And in respect to GTLDs, the GNSO should be where that input from the technical community comes. And if we decide, and I can't see any reason why we shouldn't, that because the same problems arise in respect to IDNGs and IDNCs, the two SOs should work together, then we can do that. But the idea that the technical community would provide input to staff and board on something that is clearly policy for IDNCs or IDNGs doesn't make sense. It has to go, it seems to me, to the two SOs.
Thank you. Tina, do you want to...
I mean, so it sounds like we're pretty much in agreement. So it's just a matter of how do we move forward. In terms of technically where and what and how that works, there are several components to it. One is the IETF involvement, and one is the specific technical test involvement. But I think it's hard to move ahead with that without having had some further discussion about exactly what should we be testing for. So I don't know if we can just talk about it a little bit more practically, like how would you like to see this moving ahead towards Brussels, which may make it easier to get that on the schedule, or if you want to talk more about how it fits in GTLD and so forth, I'm happy to do that as well. You know, synchronized fast track versus GTLD, and I don't think I'm 100% sure of what you want me to say or talk about.
Okay, this is Edmund. Perhaps I can add to that. At least in my mind, I think what we would like, at least from what I would like to see, is perhaps if you can identify a few policy items, like policy aspects, like whether this group or the GNSO and CCNSO separately, what are the actual policy aspects that we need to talk about and create those policies so that staff can actually implement it when it comes to the IDN TLDs. So if we can identify like a few points where it's where policy recommendations need to come out, that would be particularly useful, I think.
Well, so I guess it depends on what process you're looking at. But for example, you can take something like the synchronized, and you can see how that process was proposed to be built so that everything that fulfills synchronized would then be allowed for delegation with a specific set of additional requirements to it. And you could look at how do you move that into GTLD. Because right now, and specifically because it's not even approved for Fast Track, there's nothing like that being added into the GAG. Because we simply don't have anything to add in there. It's not an approved subject matter, and there has been no discussions about how would that, if that were to be fitted into GTLD, how would that be done? You know, one glaring obvious difference is that Fast Track has to do with specifically country names. And GTLD can be anything. You're not 100% everything, but very close to being everything, right? So there's that limitation in the Fast Track that makes it hard to go sort of like around the rules. And around the rules, I mean something like IDN tables, where you build an IDN table and take advantage of the fact that you can put anything in an IDN table you want, and you can claim that anything is a variant in any way that you want. And if we start seeing stuff like that at the top level, then we're going to quickly start having problems that I think none of us would like to see. So any kind of rules like that, I think, would be appropriate in a policy setting. So that's one. Another thing is we don't want to do it layer by layer. So the synchronized, trying to, like, take it layer by layer and say, okay, well, there's this kind of variant, and this kind of variant may not be as difficult to solve as the other types. And maybe you disagree with that. And that, I think, could be a policy discussion as well.
Tina, it's Chris. Maybe I can answer your question by giving you, and I don't want to be difficult about this, but let me try and give you some very, very specific examples of what I think the problem is.
Okay.
Let's start by looking at where the issue arose, which is in the Fast Track. An issue arose, and that issue arose in the context of a request for delegation being made. And I'm very well aware of the fact that once a request for delegation has been made, then the whole sort of system closes in on itself and becomes totally untransparent and completely dealt with within the staff of ICANN. And I quite understand why that is. It's perfectly fine. But a problem arises, and the staff go away, and they try and figure out how to solve that problem. That's fine. If the solution is simply a solution to that one problem, then I'm more than happy for you, ICANN, not you specifically, Tina, but you, ICANN, to say that that is an implementation issue and it's being dealt with in the context of an internal process to do with an application that's been made, or request, rather, that's been made. The moment you step outside of that and you say, we have to create something that sits above the problem, that is a thing we have created that will apply to other things apart from this one or two individual problems, that becomes policy. It doesn't matter whether it's policy within the Fast Track or policy within the IDN CCTLD process generally, or within the GT TLD IDN process generally, it becomes policy. And what that means is that it's not actually for you, not you, Tina, you, ICANN, to create a suggested solution and send it to the board. It's actually for you, if you wish to create a suggested solution and send it out to the SOs for their consideration, or for you to go to the SOs and say, we have a problem, let us work together to come up with a solution.
Okay, cool. I think Chris, that's very much what... I think that's very much actually what we were trying to do. So when I said earlier that the staff provided the board working group with sort of like an overall, here is what we think we need to do to that board working group, that's because there is a board working group to support staff, and we need their input first. So, and then the thing that would happen after that, if the board working group agreed with us, was that we would put that out to the different policy working groups and suggest that we have a meeting on it in Brussels. And so that, so I think, you know, we're not trying to say this is how variants should be dealt with. What we're trying to say is here's all of the work that we see that is necessary, and that's done in with support from that board working group, and then to put that out to the community. And some of it would go out to the technical community too, for sure, but it would then go out to you guys and get your feedback on it and see if it's something that you could take on, or, you know, how you would like to go about it.
I understand what you said and I accept what you said and I really want to stress this. I'm not trying to be difficult or criticize or have a go, but that's actually not what happened. What happened was that the staff went away and created a plan. And as a result of that plan going to the board, a board working group was set up. So the situation is that, and I acknowledge that we all learn, we learn as we go along, and we're all learning as we go. This is new stuff. But it seems to me that the process should be problem identified, problem revealed to the people who are concerned about the problem, that's us, and we work together to try and figure out the result of that, and then if it goes to the board and the board wants to set up a working group, fine. But in this particular case, problem identified, possible solution created by staff without any input. I acknowledge input from the technical community, but no input from the SOs. Then it goes to the board, and the board working group is set up. So I guess what I'm saying is I think we are now late in this process instead of earlier in this process.
This is Edmund. Chris, I think I understand it very clearly, and I think Tina understands pretty quickly clearly as well on that. That subject. I wonder, Tina, for example, would it work? You mentioned that a document or a plan has been created or even circulated at the ESWG. I wonder if that document could be also circulated to this group and perhaps to the SOs as well, because then we can discuss this in parallel, which addresses. Perhaps addresses Chris's part of Chris's concern, because at least from what you mentioned earlier, this is not something that's already baked. It seems to be there is a document now being circulated at the board working group. Chris mentioned that perhaps it should have been circulated to the SOs first. Could we do it in parallel in this case, given what has been done? And I think if the document, we can start looking at it, could we could then address my issue, which is what are the policy aspects of which that either this group or the SOs can take on.
Right. So let me answer. Let me try to answer Chris first, because Chris, I was talking forward looking, and you said, well, that's not what happened. And I'm like thinking, well, it hasn't happened yet because it's the future of us, and it's what I'm saying that we're intending to do. But let's look back, though, in terms of what happened in Nairobi, and it may not have been in the synchronized plan, and it may not have been entirely clear, but it certainly has been not a secret at all. That board working group and the principles and everything around it was developed during the Nairobi meeting. The board normally does not do anything that quickly, and it definitely is exceptional for them to form a working group and to work. They met, I think, every day throughout the Nairobi meeting to build something like that, to come up with a quick solution for a place in the community where there is a very urgent need for something. So I think it was very positive, and I think we agreed on that part. But I think it was very positive for them to do that. We did then on staff follow their direction. We drafted the implementation plan. We posted it for public comments. We got a lot of comments, and the plan wasn't approved. And we can certainly argue that, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done it that way. Maybe we should have, you know, taken the principles back to the CCNSO and back to the GNSO if they wanted to look at it for GTLD and so forth. But the attempt from the board was to solve something within a really short time for, like, a very limited group. And they weren't capable of doing that, and then they did the exception resolutions instead, as we saw on the 22nd of April. So I really do think they should be applauded for attempting that. I can't tell
I
you
agree
that...
I agree with you, Tina. I agree.
Tina, can I add, just interject there? I think both Chris and I think that, you know, that's great, and that's for the specific problem for the IDNC-CTLD fast track. I think we both agree, and I think everyone agrees that's a great job done, and that's a good way to do it. We're now talking about afterwards, you know, now applying to the bigger context.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree. That's exactly right, Edmund. Tina, I'm not criticizing in any way the board's actions in respect to the particular issue. Neither am I criticizing in any way your work on trying to get that issue solved. Completely understand that, and it's perfectly fine.
Because it wasn't good enough.
Yes, I understand that, but that's the way these things work, and the point is that you do a heap of work, and it doesn't necessarily get over the line, but it doesn't change the fact that all the work that you did results in the right result. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is it was worth doing and it was great. My concern is not that. My concern is that this will be stretched out into other areas. That's my concern.
Yeah. So we obviously don't want that. So let's look forward then. And so the overview that the staff gave to the board working group, we gave to them because they see the urgency in this subject and they want to have, I wouldn't say control, but they want to have a certain insight into what staff is doing on the subject. So as opposed to going to the policy groups or the technical groups or anything like that at all, what we said is, well, we need to get a little bit more coordinated. We did a paper. I just sent it to the board working group. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And I do need their feedback before that is shared because they want to ensure that we're covering everything we need to cover. And that's, you know, that puts a little bit of a limiting factor on staff, but it also is a support to the staff in terms of what we should be doing. And the board is entirely in their right to do something like that. But I will say... I can look up the email, and I can tell you that what my email said to them, which was something along the lines of we want to get something like this in front of the groups in Brussels so so we need your feedback urgently. Sure, let me see. And it also stated that the synchronized draft implementation plan is very close, without the terminology choices, it's very close to addressing a subset of variants, and that it might be a good idea for us to finish that and let those types of variants go ahead in the fast-track process. And in that way, we also get some experience, right? And I think that would be helpful in the ongoing work. So as soon as we have some feedback from them, and I hope it's positive, and if it is, then that means, like, yeah, we can go ahead and share it with you guys and post it publicly and or add it into, like, the agenda in Brussels and propose a meeting and talk to you guys about when would it be a good time to have a joint meeting on this, assuming that you would want to have that. So I guess if you want to, you could go ahead and start looking at that between the CSNSO and the GNSO and the ALAC or, you know, whoever else needs to be involved. I think the GIG is, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't remember, but the GIG is across all groups, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it is. So if you wanted to, I would be more than happy to work with you on setting up that meeting and then getting that paper to you so that we have, like, common ground. And it doesn't mean that that's, like, the right answer, right? It just means that this is, like, the staff's view on all of the different aspects that needs to be dealt with. And you'll see that it's a lot, and you'll see that, you know, maybe it does make sense to try to do something, you know, one slice at a time, which then would push the synchronized plan in a revised version forward. So we have different options for how to do it. I'm just looking up one thing I could point to you. I did a blog post, and I think it was about synchronized. What did I call it? Clearing the confusion on synchronized or something like that. And that actually talks about update about synchronized IDMC TLDs. It's from the 11th of April, and I can send it to you this. I don't know if I can send it to this list, but I can send it to you, and you can send the list. And it has at the end of it, it has like an overview of where it says more work is required to create a general mechanism. The term variant has been loosely used, and we need to, like, clarify our terminology choice and stuff like that. And then it says, a more general solution depend at least on the following. One, definition, what is being sought by a variant solution. Two, definition of the different types, which might inform the answer to the above. Three, review and test of D name. Four, review and test of B name, if it at all is possible to test it since it's only an ID. And then, I can't remember what number it is, but then review and test variant management in the way that we, for example, are proposing it with synchronized. And maybe synchronized is sufficient for everybody, or for all types, to see what is necessary. So those are like a list of things that is in that paper as well, that we from the staff believe, well, these things are definitely necessary.
That would be useful if you can post to this mailing list. I think you should be able to send it into the list. Looking at the time, I was wondering if we want to continue on this or we want to touch a little bit upon the single character part as well. Before you go there. Yeah, does anyone want to add to this? I jotted two notes down. Tina, you mentioned about in terms of policy aspect of this item, it seems like the kind of variant is one aspect that policy might want to deal with, and the other one is the development of the IDN table and what are the criteria. Did I get that correctly as well? At one point you mentioned.
I don't know if it's a policy role to define the different types of variants, but it certainly would be a policy role to talk about what should be the rules for the different types of variants, if any, and if you want them to be different. Another half of that is technical, and that has to do with what kind of technical issues do we get into with these different types of variants. So it's like I don't know if it's 50-50, but it certainly is shared to a certain extent.
Got it. Chris, you had a question. Does anyone want to be on the queue?
I was saying move on.
This is Bart. Just say two items. This is Bart.
Please, go ahead.
I wanted to mention it at the end of this call, but there is a JIC meeting scheduled in Brussels on Sunday the 20th from 6 to 7. So this might offer an opportunity to have a more in-depth discussion face-to-face about this topic. And secondly, Tina, if you want to, to my knowledge, you subscribe, but if not, you can always forward what you want to send to this group to me, and I will go back on mute again.
Thank you, Bart. Tina, it would be quite useful if you could join us on Sunday in Brussels. Please see if the time works. In fact, I would go as far to say that if it doesn't, then perhaps we want to think about a different time slot that works for you, Tina, for the JIC meeting.
Yeah, so I'm really sorry to say that, but I won't be able to join at that Sunday. I wish I could. Like an evening meeting or late afternoon meeting like that is always really good because, and especially on the Sunday. But I'm already fully booked, so I'm afraid I can't.
You can take a look into whether it's at this point possible to work the schedule such that Tina it's possible for Tina and also obviously taking into the consideration other people in the group as well.
Yeah, so let me take a look. Let me go talk to the ICANN staff that holds the schedule and let me go see and ask them to see if they can find some different slots for us. I know it's going to be tough, but I'll see what they have. I have not talked to them yet because I just came back from Moscow as well as Chris did. So I'll put that in my calendar for today to see if I can have a chat with them on where we have room.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
And then, Edmund, did you want to talk about one character as well?
Yeah, before I go there, it seems like myself, Chris, and you have been dominating the discussion. I just want to make sure, does anyone want to does anyone have any question before we spend a couple of minutes on the single character one?
This is Aubrey. I tried to get a word in earlier but wasn't able.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You guys were doing quite well. I basically had one point and one question or concern. The one point I want to make is we're talking sort of like there's technical on one side and there's policy on the other, and then coming up with 50-50 percentages or something like that. I just want to point out that they're a lot more intricately interrelated, and the requirements that the technologists work on should be policy-driven. And so to say, oh, there's the technology side, and I've been following the discussion both in the IETF and elsewhere. So I just want to bring up that caution. The other two things that I wanted to bring up is one, that I don't understand and to what extent what is being done now as an expeditious solution for Fast Track will end up setting a precedent that other things will need to be forced within, and then also that the board, I think it's really nice that the board put together a committee to help the staff, but that the board and that committee not make decisions before, and I don't know whether this group needs to request that there not be decisions before they've gone through the proper policy process. It is unfortunate that doing that end-loaded might slow things down, but that'll teach us to do it right in the future. Thanks.
Avery, it's Chris. Thank you. I agree with you, and as usual, you've managed to put in to three sentences what it took me seven paragraphs to say. But I agree. I think I agree with everything that you said, and especially the point about the technical input being technical input that should be coming into the right area. And the technical community and the policy community should be working together to actually solve the problem or to create the policy that works for everybody.
Pina, did you want to respond to that?
I'm sorry, can you ask the question again?
Avery, can you rephrase it very quickly and... For Tina, you had the comment and then the question, right?
Well, just the question. I mean, I heard the comment, but I'm not quite sure I got the question.
I guess the question was, A, what extent does what you're doing now for Fast Track become precedent? And B, can you assure this group that there won't be, you know, or what do we need to do to make sure that the board does not make decisions before there's been a proper policy process? I'm not sure about the answer to that second one.
I see. Okay. Well, so that's hard, right? Because Fast Track also wasn't a full policy development process. So I don't think that the board felt like they stepped in beyond the policy development bodies by adding this onto the Fast Track. I don't know. That's such a hard question. And I guess it really should go to the board because I just really hesitate into answering anything on behalf of the board. That's really not in this.
No one's asking you to, Tina. That would be very unfair.
This is Carrie. Can I comment on this?
Mm.
One of the reasons we're struggling with all of this is that the entire policy-making discussion for the past 10 years is attached to top-level domains, character repertoires that are suitable for top-level domains to implement, how they're supposed to document this, that kind of stuff. Now we're talking about the root of the DNS and the protocol constraints that attach to the available character repertoire in the root zone differs from the top-level zones. So we are writing precedent as we go along. Every single thing that we do is a first time ever doing it, and I don't think we can treat this the way we would treat a TLD situation where there's a well-understood practice and we're racing forward in certain regards that may prove imprudent, so no such thing as precedent. Everything we do, by virtue of the fact that it's first time ever in the history of the Internet, is precedential.
Yep, I agree with that completely.
Thank you, Carrie. I think probably Tina won't have an answer for that at this point. But looking at the time, we're slightly over. I wonder, Tina, if you would be able to join us in two weeks' time. If so, we'll wrap the session on variants and talk about the single character onion next time.
Good idea.
I'll go ahead and give a try on that. One comment and one question. One question is, are the calls being recorded for archive, or are they just sort of like whoever's on them can listen to them?
Yes, they're recorded.
Okay, because I was just thinking maybe I could listen to, like, the previous one, and then it would be easier for me also to be in the next one. So I'll try to be in the next one. Just so you know, if there's anything else that comes up in my schedule that has a higher priority, then I'm going to have to take that instead. And it's not because we don't think that the JIG is important. It's simply just that there's so much IDN work going on, and we had to do a prioritization, so that was how it was done. So I'll apologize beforehand if it's not possible for me to join it.
That's okay. And in terms of what we're hoping to get a sense from you is whether or not why there needs to be additional policy discussion, whether the DAG can handle single character IDN TLDs, and what needs to be added to it. The other part is whether fast track process needs to add anything to it for single character, and then whether the IDN CCPDP, what needs to be added to that to consider a single character IDN TLDs, and basically what policy recommendations need to be changed or added in order to handle it. Those are some of the main questions, and so that this group can actually start the work, because I think we all read the report from the implementation team that stated that certain policy aspects needs to be considered before single character IDN TLDs could be allowed. But we weren't sure what those policy aspects were.
Carrie, just one very quick little interjection here. Unless you can come up with the name of a country that identifies itself uniquely with a single character, the discussion of single character TLD labels is absolutely irrelevant to the fast track. In fact, it's irrelevant to the CC space.
Carrie, I agree with that. Subject is Chris. Subject only to one point, which is what do you mean by a character?
If we were using just one grand monospacing font, what's called a U label, a one element, or one squiggle label, as it would appear in the U label space.
Just as an example, then one Chinese character, which may actually equate to six letters or three.
Yes, yeah, right. I'm not talking about the A labels. I'm not talking about the ASCII encoding.
Okay.
I'm talking about what is displayed on a screen, what a user who doesn't understand any of this would say there's a character.
Right.
And the question, and it's not rhetorical, I think it's fundamental, is there a government on the planet that identifies the name of its country in that manner? And if the answer is no, it's not going to be a fast-track issue.
Yeah, I accept that. I think it's a discussion to be had, but I think the fundamental base point that you've made is a very valid one.
That's good. Tina, we gave you a preview of what next. Oh, actually, everyone gave a preview of what next meeting would be about. I think it would be great if you can join us, and that is one area we want to cover in our next meeting. Jane, did you want to add anything before we close the call, or really anyone who wants to add anything before we close the call?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Edmund.
So, thanks, everyone.
Thank you
for a very constructive meeting, and talk to everyone in 2 weeks' time.
Cheers.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.